It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 13, The Penultimate is Mightier than the Sword, with special guest Andrew Daly as Mike Villain.
Excellent detective work, brother.
A wise man once said, he ain't heavy, he's my brother. What a fucking moron. The average human male weighs 190 pounds. So unless it was an elephant singing about his baby brother the ant, that shit is heavy as the acid trip I've been on this entire adventure. Anyway, my brother, Mike Villain, who weighs 86 pounds, not that bad, was standing right in front of me. I hadn't seen him since the last time he tried to kill me. And now that I had foiled his plot to marry and murder the Klein sisters, would he turn this wedding into a life divorce for me and the girls?
Oh my God, Mike! He's got a gun!
Drop your weapon, Mike Detective.
Why, so you can use your gun to shoot my gun, thus breaking it? I paid good money for it, brother!
Shut up!
Mike, you got clobbered in the head!
Oh, I feel worse than Liam Neeson's character Brian Mills did after his daughter was kidnapped in that movie, Taken.
That blow to the head must have reversed your Taken amnesia.
And not just that. Taken, Exorcist 1, Norbit, they're all coming back to me, everything I've ever seen. So many movies. I've wasted my life.
Don't worry, brother. Soon that wasted life will be over.
Over? Like the end of Norbit, where Kate and Norbit buy the orphanage where they grew up and get married under the tree where they once played as children?
More like the end of The Sixth Sense, where we find out you're a ghost!
Hey, how about a spoiler alert, motherfucker? JK, I've seen it.
You two really have seen a lot of movies.
Even basketball. And now, just as Jessica McClure said several times, well, well, well. Michael Detective, I've been trying to kill you since we came out of the womb. Which is ironic, because our father came into it.
Oh, put that gun down. I want to high-five you so bad right now.
Never! And now, Michael Detective, it's time for your reverse birthday.
I refuse to go back inside Mom's pussy.
Ah, and now I wish I could high-five you. But unfortunately, instead, I'm going to kill you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
I could stop you.
Oh, I didn't think that far ahead. Please don't.
Do I look like a judge to you? I don't want to hear your please.
Well, you do look a little like our brother, Mike Judge.
I am so excited Beavis and Butthead is coming back. He's really earned it with all of his hard work over the years.
Yes, we're all very happy for him. But let's get back to you, dear brother. Much like the Pizza Hut coupon in my pocket for a free medium two-topping pizza, you're about to expire. And then, I'm gonna order a pizza.
Wait, at least let the girls go. They're not part of this.
On the contrary, I had plans to finger-bang them after this was all over.
You bastard! That was my plan!
Mike, you never told me you have an evil brother!
Yeah, he's my archenemy. He's been trying to kill me since we were born. You know how these things go. It's a long, boring story.
One that you shall never tell, my boy. Now, make like a child on Easter and prepare to die.
Wait, don't I deserve one last meal?
I suppose that's only fair. And I do have that Pizza Hut coupon in my pocket.
Great. I'll take a half Hawaiian, half extra cheese. See if they can throw some hot wings in there, too. Ooh, and a 2-liter bottle of Coke.
I think Pizza Hut is owned by Pepsi.
Fine, Pepsi. Actually, make that wild cherry Pepsi. Now, can you read that order back to me?
Why don't you just call it in?
Okay. Oh, hello. I'd like to place an order for delivery. A half Hawaiian, half extra cheese, medium pizza, with some hot wings and a 2-liter bottle of, You don't have Coke, do you? Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's what my brother said. All right, a 2-liter bottle of wild cherry Pepsi. We're at the Kelsey Grammer Tawny Notch... Oh, you're watching this on live TV? Gotcha. He said this is outside of their delivery zone.
Well then, I guess I'll kill you now.
Wait, don't I get a last request?
I suppose I could allow that.
Great, my request is, please don't kill me.
That's the request I hear most often. Your request is like the part of the day after the sun has gone down. Denied!
You mean the night?
Sorry, I had a cold when I said those two words.
And you don't have a cold now?
My DayQuil just kicked in.
Well, this has been fun, but I'm gonna take off.
Wait! I'm still going to kill you!
Fine. Like the American public used to say at 9 p.m. every Tuesday, just shoot me. And as they used to say at 9:02 p.m., This sucks. Get it over with already.
Oh, my dear Mike, I was never going to kill you with this gun. This was just to make sure you don't go anywhere. There's a bomb below the altar, set to go off in 1 minute. Just like Nick Cage, you'll be gone in 60 seconds. And just like gone in 60 seconds, no one will ever think of you ever again.
Hey, I like that one.
Oh no, a bomb! Good thing I'm not at the wedding. I'm recording this voiceover from a bunker underneath the White House. Although with Barack Obama as president, shouldn't it be the Black House? And shouldn't I, on the strength of that joke alone, get my own Def Jam comedy special? Find out if I did next time on the thrilling season finale of Mike Detective.
That joke may have been racist.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.